Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information. Welcome to Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks.
If you are tuning in for the first time, we are a podcast about adventuring through the national parks. One by one, we've made our way through 15 national parks, some more than once. This year, we're adding 9 more to the list.
I think 9 more, yeah.
I think 9 more is correct. So,
at least 5 in the spring, and then maybe another 4 or 5. It might be June.
I think it might be 5.
So maybe 10.
Yes. Yeah. So lots of things to be excited about.
Lots of things to be excited about. Secret plans for right
Secret
now.
Secret plans. In our large format episodes, we explore one hike at one national park. But here on Trail Mix, what do we do, Mike?
We talk about a variety of things. Sometimes we talk about things that are happening in the national parks. Sometimes it's some small details of our journeys that maybe weren't part of our large format episodes. And sometimes it's stuff that's going on in the world in general.
And in our lives.
And in our lives, yep. So today we're going to be talking about hiking gear and hiking clothing.
All of the hiking gear.
All of the
hiking clothing. That is like one of the most common questions like I get asked, like just like as a person, like, oh my God, well, like what clothes do you bring? Like what, do you have boots? Do you have hiking sandals? Do you have, that's literally number one.
Right. Other,
and then number two is like, oh, are you going to do the Appalachian Trail?
Right.
Right. All the dreams.
Right.
All the dreams.
All the questions, frequently asked questions.
So, yes.
Those facts.
Today on Trail Mix, we are talking about all of the hiking clothing.
Yes.
And footwear.
Right. And bags.
And bags.
All the things.
All the gear. So, let's start off. Hiking tops.
Hiking tops.
Okay. So, Mike, what are the things that you wear up top when you are hiking?
Well, it all depends upon the season. It's mostly, there's always a t-shirt equivalent to my hiking top. And it really kind of really depends on what the weather's going to be. Layering is key. I find that along with a t-shirt, there's often a light sweatshirt that's accompanying me. If it's not on my body, it's in my travel day bag. Sometimes there's a waffle knit shirt because that provides the extra warmth if I really need to layer up. And then there's definitely, depending on the weather, some sort of jacket. Most of the time it's like a rain jacket, windbreakery that can be layered as an outer shell if I need to put everything else on.
Now, when you talk about the t-shirt, is this like a cotton t-shirt, like a regular cotton t-shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Or is this just like a dry fit kind of t-shirt?
No. So,
no, I don't do dry fit t-shirts either. I tried once. I mean, I sometimes wear them at the gym. I do that to force me to like get the workout done and get out of there because they annoy me that much.
Right.
Like I can't stand a dry fit t-shirt ever.
Right.
So, no, I wear cotton t-shirts too.
And right.
I have this one hoodie that I bring all the time that is like thin, but like is actually a great like layer.
Yeah.
Because it can like wad up and I can throw it into my bag and it is like just everything. And then unless I forget my rain jacket.
Right. Like recently.
Yes. Which may or may not have happened recently. Then I always have my rain jacket too.
Right.
And I never wear an undershirt, like a A-line undershirt situation.
No.
That's not happening on a hike.
No.
Hiking bottoms. What do you wear on the bottom, Mike?
Again, all dependent upon the weather.
Well, yeah, certainly.
I feel like the things that I've run into issues with in the past, and we've talked about this a little bit in our longer format episodes, is when hiking, heat is often built up, which is why layering is so important.
Yes.
And sometimes I've run into the problem where I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to wear like jeans or pants to hike in, which is totally fine, by the way. Like, it's not the most comfortable thing, but nobody says you have to run out and get hiking pants. But most of the time I'll wear an athletic short. And again, sometimes I do have some hiking specific shorts, but sometimes it's just a pair of like gym shorts and then a pair of like gym pants over top of that, just as an option to be able to de-layer if I need to. And recently when we were in the Smoky Mountains hiking one day, it was supposed to be in the 40s. I was really layered up and I had to take off my pants, and thankfully I had shorts on underneath. Otherwise I would have been hiking in my underwear, which wouldn't have mattered because we really didn't see anybody on the trail.
Speaking of underwear, talk to me about the underwear situation when you're hiking.
I don't really care. It's like, it is what it is. I'm not wearing my, you know, fanciest pairs of underwear. You know, I leave the lace at home and it's just the regular old, you know, boxer briefs, but it's something to just get the job done. There's nothing that for me is so pivotal that I need to have a specific pair of underwear for hiking. What about yourself?
I am a big fan of the gym shorts. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of gym shorts with built-in underwear.
Okay.
I have a ton of those.
You love
those
liners.
And I buy them all the time. I do love a good liner.
Ugh, they weird me out so much.
I like those, especially on a trail situation.
Okay.
Because frankly, like, it cuts down like the amount of like clothes I'm getting dirty, which is like already plenty. The other thing is, when it comes to underwear, that's the time where I will wear sort of athletic style underwear.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I bought some, you know, Under Armour impersonation
some Thunder Armor,
some Thunder Armor,
right,
from TJ Maxx. Mm-hmm. And like,
your
that
Max,
is
Maxinista.
My Maxinista underwear. Mm-hmm. And that is what I bring with me, because
okay,
they, you know, they wad up and are a little smaller. Mm-hmm. They're not cotton, and so I like those
because they're functional, they're fun, and they're fundamental. They're Thunder Armor.
Oh, look at you.
Look
you
at the
just
slogan.
Created that.
Hi, Thunder Armor.
Look, I'm impressed.
Right?
Thunder Armor.
Mm-hmm.
That's, ooh, let's keep that around.
Yeah, we'll keep that around.
So if I'm wearing a pair of Thunder Armor underwear, Thunderwear, then
Thunderwear.
I also have some sort of gym short usually.
Mm-hmm.
And then over top of that, see, unlike you, I never wear jeans to hike.
Right.
Just never. It's a rule. It's a rule for me. I bring a pair of jeans in the event we go like to a restaurant later in
of
the
course.
Evening. Like a restaurant situation where it's like, I want to change clothes and like have an outfit and look like a person. Then I will change into a pair of jeans.
Right.
But I do not wear denim on a trail.
Listen,
because there's, I'm sorry.
I get you. Sometimes it was just mistakes that happened.
Listen, I get it. We yeah. all make mistakes.
We all make mistakes.
So I have a pair of, I guess they would be joggers, like a couple of pairs of those that I will layer on top in the event that it's cold, but then I can take them off and put them in my bag.
You also have a pair of hiking pants, right?
Excuse like, me?
You have one pair of hiking pants, don't you?
What? Oh, the ones that
wow,
I bought.
You were like,
I thought you were talking
how
about
how dare you come for me with my hiking pants.
Okay, we're going to talk about hiking
talk
pants
about
in,
that
in just a minute.
Yep.
But no, the hiking pants that I have, I bought in the women's section of Dick's.
Right.
And I'm obsessed with them.
Right, right,
and
right.
They are
they flatter all of your bits.
And they are like, right, and they are capri pants. And I'm just like, I don't know why we don't have these all over the place. Why they are gendered, I'll never know.
Right.
Let's talk about hiking boots.
Right. So boots.
I mean, I guess the number one thing about boots is that, girl, make sure they are waterproof.
Right.
Because non-waterproof hiking boots is just like the saddest day.
Yeah, you've run into some issues with that before.
I thought I had waterproof hiking boots.
Right. And lo and behold, you did
lo
not.
Lo and behold, mama did.
They were water resistant, but not waterproof, I think.
And water resistant means not waterproof.
It's like if you get a little splash on you, it's going to not go through.
Yeah,
but if
and
you're
then it's
hiking
like
through a waterway
in
forget
your
it.
Shoe,
yeah.
And it's like seeped through your socks. Yeah. Talk to me about where you bought your hiking boots.
So I feel like I have had a long and varied history with hiking boots, and I've been on, before our travels together, I've done a few trips of my own national park wise, and then also I hiked to Machu Picchu, so I had hiking boots there. So I think I've been through something like, in the 5 years that I've really been hiking, I think I've been through something like 4 pairs of hiking boots at this point.
According to the numbers, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I feel like they because of the wear and tear, they tend to go pretty quickly. I've gotten hiking boots from REI before, and they've worked out really great. I had a pair from REI that I need to repair because one of the grommets at the top totally was shot on one of the trips. I had a pair recently when we were in Acadia that the sole, thankfully, like, it made it through the last day of hiking because the sole just decided to totally crap out on me. That pair, I think I found at Bass. It was a nice pair. It worked. It was waterproof. I was like, great. And this last pair I got from Amazon, they're a pair of high-tech hiking boots, and they're great. And we just hiked with them in the Smokies, and they were awesome. What about you? Where have you gotten your boots from before?
So I have purchased boots. I am on my second pair of hiking boots. Hiking boots are not something, like, some people keep them around and use them as sort of like daily sort of wear.
Yeah.
And I do not wear hiking boots as like a fashion choice in my daily walking life.
Great.
Hiking boots are like a functional piece of clothing I wear when I am on a trail.
Yeah.
But I'm on my second pair. The first pair I bought at Eastern Mountain Sports. They were on sale. They were originally like $180 and they were on sale for $60.
Wow. What a steal.
Uh-huh. And they
Look
are not waterproof.
No.
So I found this out later after
That's why
like
they were
$60. Three trips.
Right.
So my next pair that I bought off of Amazon, mm-hmm. and I read like a million reviews, and I was looking at the ones that Amazon recommended, but the reviews were not very strong. So I just kept reading and reading and reading. And then these that I purchased were around $130.
Okay.
But I love them.
Yeah.
And they have now lasted me 3 trips. So I'm just going to keep on with these until
Great.
They like totally die on me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about socks. I am a huge advocate for Bombas. Bombas is this sock brand that my mom found out about and then turned me on to. They're an independent company. They're on the internet. They have this technology in the foot to like keep them nice and tight on your foot. And then they have this other stuff up in the like part that goes around your calf that keeps them up high.
Okay.
So I'm obsessed with them. I have tons of Bombas, and those are the only ones I wear on the trail.
Okay.
I also wear Bombas like in my walking life all the time. So yeah, I love those. And I will often, especially on a day where it's even remotely chilly, I will absolutely double sock.
When you're hiking, you
when
mean?
I'm hiking, I double sock. What about you?
I don't double sock, that's for sure. The pairs of hiking.
Why is that?
I just don't feel the need. I feel like the one sock does the trick for me, plus the boots. I didn't find myself being that cold in the Smokies, and that's probably the coldest hiking that we've done, I would say, aside from Bryce Canyon when we were there. So I was fine in both of those places. I feel like my whole bottom half is just a furnace. Sorry for the visual, the graphic visual, folks, of my furnace bottom half. But my hiking socks, I can't remember where I got them from. They are specifically hiking socks. I have like 5 or 6 pairs of them. I got them when I was hiking in Peru and Bolivia 5 years ago. And they've lasted because I don't wear them that often. I really do just wear them if I'm hiking.
Now, let's talk about where we buy hiking gear and stuff. And what stores we like to go to buy some stuff.
Sure.
I want to start off by saying, like, I am not someone who is interested in or has the means to spend an obscene amount of money on one piece of hiking gear.
No.
Like, those hiking boots that I bought are, like, I bought those. Those, you know, that's an expensive pair of shoes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I can't drop $150 at someplace like a Lululemon for like a pair of tights, which is expensive. And so like, I don't shop there.
Right.
I shop at my favorite outdoor store that you turned me on to, which is Sierra Trading Post.
Right, which is in the TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Home Goods
Ladies
family.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Sierra Trading Post.
Right, Sierra Trading Post.
That's a little forced.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a
that's like
forced.
Two last names. Mm-hmm. But yes. No, I'm obsessed with this store because, it's in the TJ Maxx Marshalls family. Mm-hmm. It's like their outdoor brand store for, or their store for outdoor brands.
Right.
And so, they just have a ton of stuff in there. They have hiking boots.
They have gear.
Gear, clothes, hats, shoes.
Like physical things like canoes
tents.
And kayaks, tents.
Oh my God,
sleeping
it's great.
Bags.
I'm obsessed.
Any sort of like camping sort of stuff.
And like any... I guess store nowadays, like it's great because you can order online and you can have them delivered to the store for no charge,
right?
Or for no shipping, and then you can take a look at it, and if you like it, you can keep it, and if not, you can return it right there in the store.
Oh, it's great! I mean, it takes a little longer, but it's awesome. And the store is, you know, they have a bang-in clearance section.
Oh my God!
Like,
could spend a whole paycheck just in the clearance section at Sierra Trading Post.
But they do have, like, I think I've gotten some, aside from, like, functional hiking things, they actually have, like, other good quality clothes. Like, I got a really nice pair of sneakers from there that were, like, super
cheap. Your bag that you wear.
I did get a backpack from there. It's not a great day pack. I need to reinvestigate that, but it's a good backpack for
things. But it served
you.
You've used
it
for quite a few
times. And I've used it. It's not for me functionally the best, but it is working. But yeah, there's a lot of great things to grab from Sierra.
Here we go. This is something that I'm going to say right now, now that we're talking about it.
Sure.
When it comes to hiking clothing or what you're going to wear when you're on the hike or what you're going to buy in preparation to do this hike, my personal rule is one, function first, then aesthetic second.
Right.
Three, unless the aesthetic is unacceptable, in which case you can make an exception.
Right, right. It's the old adage that form should follow function here.
Right, exactly. But here's the deal, though. So I was recently in... When I bought those pants in the women's section of Dick's, it's because I could not find pants in the men's section that I thought were decently cute pants to wear that I liked and thought were comfortable.
Right.
Because there were so many of them that were wide leg... zip breakaway, like you could make them pants, wear them as pants, and then unzip them, and then they become shorts. Which, okay, great, I get it. But this is my soapbox moment for this right now.
Go
like,
for it.
Why,
stand up there,
why,
girl.
Why must we make them with the legs so wide? Some people are saying right now, oh, because they need to go over your boots. Okay, well, you know what? Like, what about tucking them into your boots? Why can't we, like, gather them at the bottom, make everybody look just a little bit cuter, and we can tuck them right into the boots? Like, I can't stand it. It just, to me, it looks like...
You're having your Mrs. White moment right now.
I really am. It's just
flames,
causing all these flames
on the
side
of
my face. Right?
Heaving
I
breath.
See people wearing them all the time. I do not blame you. I do not judge you for wearing them. They are perfectly functional pants.
But they're ugly.
But I can't stand them.
They're so
I
ugly.
I cannot stand them. And like the brighter in color they are, like the stone khaki ones that are like almost white, like girl, bye.
Right.
No. Like if you're going to get them, at least get them darker.
Calls, goodbye.
No. Like, no, thank you.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing that I've really found to be kind of a drawback. And I know it does seem like a little petty for us to, or maybe not petty, just a little like drama-y to be talking about like the stylistic, you know, look of a hiking pant. But here's the thing. There are some hiking clothing, like hiking shorts that I specifically have that look great as shorts that I could wear that don't look like I'm going on a hike, but they're functional enough that I could wear them in the summer and you would never know that they're hiking. I think part of the idea of sort of what you were saying is like, I can't go into a store and spend $150 on one item. I think the biggest thing with hiking is that you don't necessarily need to have like specified clothing. Almost anything will work. I mean, I think it's really important to have a boot, unless you know you're doing hikes that are flat. You're not going to be dealing with water. There's not going to be any rough terrain for you to be going over. Even then, you might be able to get away with like a nice cross trainer sneaker. But I really do feel like hiking is such an accessible sport that really you kind of just can go in everyday wear if you were to have to enter me wearing black denim.
Absolutely.
I mean, not the most comfortable.
I don't disagree with you at all.
But I do feel like you can get away with a lot. I think that, yes, sometimes you want to have that functionality. You want to have things that are waterproof. Obviously, there's a lot to be, you know, wanted in that category of things to wear when you're hiking. But at the same time, it's like, just throw on what you have. Like, why go out and spend exorbitant amounts of money when you probably have a lot of things that you already need to hike?
Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is Moon. moon.com and use code GAZE24, and that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com, and that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Let's talk about other places where we get hiking clothes, because the thing is, I totally agree with you. And no, I don't think anybody needs to spend any amount, like a crazy amount of money on clothes that you're just like literally like going out into nature in.
Right.
So I get hiking clothes, yes, other than Sierra Trading Post, at places like Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Primark.
Right.
I'm obsessed with Primark. Uniqlo.
Right.
Even though Uniqlo, I don't tend to shop there often because they tend to be like a little like, which is why I don't like go to H&M either. Like, but Old Navy is great.
Sure.
Old Navy is great for like just basic hoodie stuff.
Right.
And they also have now like a whole outdoor like
right.
line.
Also,
and that's totally
Old Navy
affordable.
Clearance, folks.
Old
just
Navy
go
clearance
in,
is
find
genius.
Yourself some cheap t-shirts and just like go to town.
Also, don't underestimate Target.
Right.
Right.
Don't underestimate Sara Lee. Frozen. Delicious.
That was the 30 Rock reference.
Right.
Right. Don't overthink it. Sara Lee. Frozen. Delicious.
Right. But no, I think you're right there. I mean, other like hiking specific stores, I've been a co-op member of REI for like a pretty long time. Once I got into rock climbing, I kind of joined as a member of the co-op and I have an REI card. So that's great because it gives me like dividends whenever I use the card back for REI. So I don't use it as much anymore because I have another credit card that gives me actual money back, but it is nice. Like I have some things set up to that so that I am getting like, oh, here's $50 to REI in March. That's kind of a nice surprise. And I can get a few things that usually at that time of the year, we're about to go on a hike, you know, on a bigger adventure, at least in years past. So it's like, oh, I need a few things. Great. $50 and I, you know, spend a little bit of extra money and I'm getting things from them. So REI is great. I really like REI and they have a pretty great return policy. I think it changed recently, but it used to be at any point you could return something that you've gotten from them, no matter like how long you've had it. And they would give you like store credit or cash back, which is kind of a crazy business model, but I think it works. So I think now that there might be more of a timeline on that, but it's still like a long time that you can return things.
I like REI a lot because mm-hmm. there's nothing about them that feels bougie.
No.
Like, there are some companies that feel like, you must wear this kind of fleece in order to really be outside. And I'm like, while I would say
on our
REI,
next episode of Masterpiece Theater.
While REI is, I would probably call it like a luxury outdoor brand, like it still feels accessible to me. I feel like I can go into REI and like, I would probably use that store for like one specific item that I really needed to invest in.
Right.
Like a really great pair of hiking poles which don't spend a lot of money on hiking poles. Those things get dirty, they snap and they break. And honestly, every pair is exactly the same. We got our hiking poles at Sierra Trading Post for $25.
Right.
For the both of them.
Right.
But I would go to REI if I needed to try on shoes specifically. Thankfully, the shoes I ordered on Amazon worked out.
Right.
But if not, and I needed to try them on or needed something really specific, I would have probably gone there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on the subject of hiking poles, most hiking poles are designed to pick into dirt. However, they have these little rubber covers that you can put down at the bottom. Those things are really great if you're going over rock. However, the thing is, like, if you use them, like, even for, like, 3 or 4 days in one park, you're going to burn right through the end of those rubber
tips.
They wear. So I just went to Eastern Mountain Sports, and I got, like, a pair of rubber tips to go over the hiking poles could use them when we went to the Smoky Mountains, which we did.
Yep. What about bags?
I have a bag that I use.
Day bags, I should say. Hiking bags for, you know, day hiking.
So I have a bag that I used when I used to run marathons. Mm-hmm. I don't anymore because I did it and I feel like I've done it and now I've moved on.
Right.
I have this bag that has a built-in bladder that mm-hmm. I used when I used to run. And it's a little bit bigger than just like a runner's bladder. Like, it is big enough to be a hiking bladder.
Yeah.
And so there's an extra pocket in the front for whatever. And so I put my snacks in there and I have my bladder in the part of the bag, the other part of the bag, which that part of the bag is lined with Mylar. So it's not, if the water gets out, it's not going to spill into any other section of the bag.
Right. It's protected.
What about you?
So I had, for a really long time, I had a North Face backpack that I had since I was in college. And it's just something that I've used over and over again. And it had, you know, the compartment for the bladder. It was really great. It had a lot of space and it also had some front pocket space as well. But it started to wear. And for me, I feel like I carry, typically I'm the one that's carrying a little bit more. This is not a dig at you by any means, but like, I have my camera that I don't always have on me in the bag. Usually I'll like carry jackets if we're not wearing them, and I'll carry like the extra snacks. Plus I have my bladder. So I just recently switched to a smaller backpack like we were talking about earlier, but after a few trips, not really doing it for me. So I need to kind of invest and investigate in a bag that might be a little bit more day baggy specific.
Right. And I do recommend get the bag that has the compartment that allows the spout from the bladder to run up through the strap and across your chest, because you can invent it like with any bag, but it will just like kind of snap, like unzip the bag slowly over the course of the day.
Yeah, because it's just jostling as you're walking.
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn Change, ladies and gentlemen.
Jocelyn Change.
Welcome to the stage.
Look at that. She just appeared out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
And let's end this episode with a game. Why don't you start us off, Mike?
Sure. Let's play One Has to Stay.
Oh,
it's been a while.
It's been a while. Let's do it.
So in One Has to Stay, 3 options will be presented, and then we have to pick one that has to remain forever and always.
I'm ready.
So this is inspired by some of our previous conversations on our podcast.
Great.
So our One Has to Stay has to deal with hiking things.
Great.
So your 3 options are millennials who don't say hi to you on the trail, hiking in inclement weather, or awful men's hiking pants. One of these has to stay.
You know what? The weather can stay. because okay. you know what? The weather can give us beauty and wonderment, mm-hmm. and rude millennials and men's hiking pants cannot.
That's true.
Great. So there we go.
They never can give us beauty and wonderment.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to play One Has to Go with you.
Okay,
here
great.
We go. One has to go.
Okay.
Hiking poles.
Mm-hmm.
Boots.
Mm-hmm.
Backpacks with bladders.
Poles.
Really? Why is that?
Well, I think you're going to need those boots. I think you're going to really want some water and a bladder and not have to carry around a water bottle with you, because that's annoying and you can't get as much in there.
So annoying.
And honestly, until Yosemite this past April, I really never hiked with poles. And now that I'm an old man,
I mean,
I need them for my knees.
You know what? Yeah.
But I could survive. I could do okay without them.
We could.
I could
but
pick
it
up
is
a branch.
So much better.
I could use what
them.
Nature has to offer me.
There you go. Okay.
Look at that. You think you own whatever land you land on.
That the earth is just some dead thing that you can claim.
But I know every rock, every tree, and every creature.
You know what? I don't think we have the royalties for this.
Great. This has been Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks.
You can follow us on our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks or on Twitter at Gaze at the Parks. That's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
And we love hearing from you, so feel free to reach out to us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com.
And we are here to remind you to hike early and hike often.
And that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks is created and hosted by Dustin Ballard and Michael Ryan, with original music by Dave Seaman, performed by Dave Seaman and Mariella Klinger. This episode was edited by Dustin Ballard. All original artwork featured on our Instagram page is created by Michael Ryan.
Waffle House, McDonald's, Cracker Barrel.
Goodbye, McDonald's. Goodbye. Let me just say
goodbye
something.
To you.
Singing as
every
for me
episode,
and my
folks.
House, we will always serve the Waffle House. And Cracker Barrel is just such a pleasant experience.